Welcome to segment number 5, Meditation, your gateway to a higher frequency. Today's world is loaded with distractions, more than ever before, between cell phones, tablets, and smartwatches. In every moment, we have our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world. And that's not a bad thing. It's just information overload. You may have heard spiritual people recommending meditate, meditate, meditate. I'm one of those people. But that wasn't always the case. There have been periods of time in the past 30 years that I didn't meditate at all. Not until I learned how truly empowering meditation can be. And now it's a daily practice in some form. Meditation can be sitting in the stillness of darkness or bright sunlight. It can be the peace of a walk in nature, sitting in nature, immersing yourself into a guided meditation journey. It can even be full immersion into water of a shower or the gentle energetic clearing of simply washing dishes. Meditation is an experience of many forms, but all forms have the same intent: to quiet both external and internal distractions, to center and settle into your true essence of life force energy, embodying peace from deep within. Meditation is not scrolling through social media, or even listening to or reading happy things on social media. Social media is a distraction, plain and simple. When you fully immerse yourself into meditation, you open the way to experience the safe space beyond the pain and suffering of the 3D world. Florence calls it the world of the wondrous, accessing the realm of perfect ideas. And many call this safe space the quantum field. It's that energetic space where all things are possible, where formless energy exists, ready to be molded into form of experiences and material things. It's the space where puzzle pieces of information are waiting to be joined together to complete the desires of your heart. When you fully embody the love frequency, you access the angelic realm, where you can sync with the greater consciousness. This space is the frequency of love and above. There is no worry, no anxiety, no stress, no overwhelm, no anger, no outrage. There is only the frequency of love and above. It's in this space that not only do all things exist, but it's safe to simply be as one with the divinity within, syncing with your superconscious higher self. It's the safe space to reconnect to the love frequency that is your essence. It's the connection with the greater consciousness of all that is: God, the universe, the one source, the angelic realm. It's from this safe space, embodied in the vibration of love, that the human body heals, where PTSD transforms into empowerment, feeling safe, where the control from narcissistic abuse unravels to set you free. In this world of the wondrous, there is no time, no dates. There's only the experience of being. And from this state of being, you have power. You have dominion over your life, who you are, who you want to become, and what you want your life to feel like. Meditation is a gateway to this safe space. Deep meditation is a full immersion into the energetic frequency of love. It's peace from deep within, a reconnection, a sinking of energetic flow with the divinity within, connecting with your superconscious higher self. And from this state of being, all things are possible, including talking with your angelic team, just like calling an old friend on your cell phone. It's from this state of being that you can readily feel your angelic team's energy, the love that they are, the peace that they embody. Many people say that they cannot meditate because they can't quiet their own mind chatter. Quieting that mind chatter is possible using the Quiet Your Mind technique I talk about in segment number 2. It's simple, it's quick, and it's effective. Full disclosure, when I'm feeling the stress of the 3D world, when I allow that to happen, and its allowance, I'm in a low-grade state of survival mode. I never get into that high-intensity survival mode anymore. I just will not allow that. But occasionally, when I'm tired, stress sneaks in. And when this happens, I have excessive mind chatter. And then I may have to restart my meditations a few times before I can hear or feel my heart beating, before I can bring my heart and mind back into harmony. But no matter how many times you need to restart the meditation, it is so worth it when you can feel or hear your heart beating. That's when you know you've primed your consciousness and elevated your internal frequency to love. That's where your power is. Use the Quiet Your Mind technique. Practice it over and over, and the transition to the higher elevated state of being gets easier and easier to accomplish. Now let's move over to segment number 6 to learn more about the wonderful side effects of the angel communication frequency.